Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
First things first. First things first. We have
realist.
Ed Sheeran tickets. First things first, I'm a realist.
Oh, I was like, what? Are
drop
we?
This and let the whole world feel this.
Sorry, are we singing Iggy Azalea?
We are.
Of course. Hey.
Apparently. We have Ed Sheeran tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All this week. As does the world famous morning show, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So both shows giving you an opportunity to see Ed Sheeran in Power Field at Mile High all week long.
July 4th, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can I get tickets to that?
Probably.
Okay, great. What do I have to do right now to get them? Call in with something?
Call in.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Get
all
past
right.
Me.
Well, I'm going to run. Why don't you guys handle it from here? I'm going to start dialing the number.
Okay.
We want to talk about dating disasters. Like, it can be a worse first date. It can be like, maybe he waited for his third date before the other shoe dropped on him. I just feel like most of these calls will be female because we blow it.
Men
blow
so
it.
Embarrassing.
We just,
yeah.
There was this one, they were on a date and he tells her, like, as a lot of men do, and I think women do it as well. He's like, I've named my car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But then after the date, they were like walking out to the parking lot and he made a formal introduction.
Oh, no.
He was like, I'd like you to formally meet.
That only works if he's funny and cute.
Yeah, which means it doesn't
and
work.
Like not right. Serious.
And it's also,
also
got to be a banger of a car.
Yeah.
Or real bad.
Yeah, I guess. If it's like Scooby and it's just kind of a...
Right. Or if it's a move, like he's trying to get you inside the car so he can make out with you.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys are open to a lot more of the scenarios. It started out like, this is real bad. Now it's like, they're in the back seat steaming up the windows.
Well, it's embarrassing until it's not.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, that is a great example of like when the moment you realized this was not going to pan out for you.
Yeah.
I
feel like I have too many of these to count.
Did you want to pick a few to throw at us?
I'll give you like the worst. And this was not early on. I was fully with this man for like a year at this point. I didn't learn about this until later, though. So I think that's my excuse here. We were at a music festival with my sister and her at the time boyfriend, now her husband. And the boys went to the bathroom and they used like the porta potty hand wash thing, right?
Okay.
Don't think he used soap. Okay. And there was no paper towels. So
He wiped it on him.
No, he took his hands. They were wet. He had just used a porta potty. Uh-huh. He looked right at my now brother-in-law and flicked the water at him.
That's Are just mean. Serious?
They call him pee flicker to this day.
You're kidding me.
He thought it was funny.
Okay, not funny.
No.
It doesn't matter how hot you are. That's not, nope.
And you know what? He wasn't very hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was short.
Okay. So all he's got is funny. He's throwing out everything he can. He's taking a shot.
And it didn't land well at all.
Okay, so these are bad. Do you want to keep going or should we?
No, I think everyone else should take a stab at it.
Yeah, who else wants to go?
Well, mine is me doing it. That's the problem.
You are the bad date?
Yes, of course. I'm the guy. I screw it up.
What did you do?
I took a girl out once, first date, to as a Pizza Hut Wing Street combination. So not just your run-of-the-mill Pizza Hut. It was a Wing Street, so a little nicer, you know?
If you weren't in high school, you're dead.
We weren't. We were a little older.
You have to stop doing...
Were you at least in college?
Yes, I think we were in college.
You still can't go to a chain pizza joint on a date.
At least it wasn't post-grad.
No, but like you just, like, if it's a date, it's got to be fast casual or better. No, you can't do fast casual.
No, it was just in my hometown. Oh, okay. I took her there. I paid with a partially used gift card and a coupon. There was an issue with the coupon, so they had to bring it back out and I kind of paid while she was in the bathroom, and then they had to come back out and be like, sir, the coupon was in. It's like... wrong table.
A coupon's bad enough, but like,
how's it bad?
No, I don't think a coupon's
bad.
No,
but then them having to come back and be like, hey, there was an issue with the coupon is so much worse. Yeah.
And then afterwards.
But a gift card is also fine.
Again,
that just means somebody gave that to you. A gift card is the same
as
cash.
You have to spend it there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I used 8 gift cards that each had like $3 left on them.
Stop. Wait, are you serious?
Oh, my.
That's worse. Is that worse?
Okay. Considerably.
And then afterwards, keeping up with the cheapness of the date, I guess, I took her to like the empty lot in our neighborhood, and I had like a blanket. I was like, we could just lay down and look at the stars.
Like I'm gonna die, but okay.
Yeah, you know. And I remember the leader of the HOA.
A blanket in an empty lot.
Yeah, I mean, surrounded by houses. It's just an empty lot within a cul-de-sac neighborhood. But the HOA guy came out and yelled at us. Was like, you guys can't just be out there. And I was like, I live here. And he's like, Tyler, who? And he was like, oh, this is a disaster.
Okay. Did
he kicked us out.
See her again?
I'm very funny.
So no. Okay. All right. So if you've had a dating disaster, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I saw another one that I wanted to get to. I shouldn't say any of my other ones. Like, they're on a date and the conversation hits a lull and she looks at him and says, like, ask me about my ferrets.
Tell me about your ferrets.
She got her phone out.
No.
And then started showing him photos of the ferret. There were more than 200.
Oh, no.
Wait, what? I thought you were going to say more than two.
And she narrated it. Like, so became this like Mutual of Omaha here in its natural habitat. The next, they just scrolled through ferret photos.
I thought maybe
photos.
She gave them voices.
My name is Ferret One.
Yeah, she said, it said she narrated each one. So
I leave after 3, I think.
Yeah. she seems like a girl who'd go for the blanket in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think this is that bad, but I think you guys will think it's bad.
Oh, no. Was it you?
No. This is one of the rare examples of a girl. The date went really well. And then walked her to her car. I then had a smooch goodnight, went to my car. And then she pulled up next to my car.
I think I know where.
Yeah, I think I've told you guys privately what happened. And then flung a piece of her clothing in the open window of my car.
Why was your car window open?
Because she was pulling up. I thought it was like, hey, did I drop something or do you need?
Well, she dropped something, all right.
Yeah,
it was okay.
Trow.
I'll have to try that.
I feel, using my therapy words, it reads different when a guy does it.
Think these are clean enough?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to be ill.
Can you imagine? I I swear I want to go on a date and do it now. That is so funny to me. I just want to have an extra pair in my glove box and just be like, I had a great night.
If you're funny enough, it could work.
Oh my God, will someone please go on a date with me?
Oh.
No, it's got to be somebody that didn't hear this. We'll figure it out. Okay. All right. Anyway, if you've had a dating disaster, not with anyone in this room, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing dating disasters. They didn't all happen to people in this room. Sometimes other people have had disasters, like Jesse.
Yay.
Dating disaster. What happened?
I dated this guy for like a few weeks. I really liked him. And then I saw him without his shirt off. He had a Herbie Husker tattoo on his chest.
A what?
Herbie Husker?
He's the mascot for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. He's
got like I didn't know there was a name for that little cob.
Yeah.
I did not either until this incident.
So how big was Herbie on his chest? Was it big?
Yeah, it was a good size. And then that was the first time I knew his name as well.
What about a Herky Hawkeye tattoo? where do you draw the line?
Is there any mascot
that'd
be okay?
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Herky? Yeah. The Hawkeye?
Is it really?
Get
it
off
is?
The phone.
Okay.
We're breaking up.
Thank you, Jesse. Apparently, I had to hang up on her. Because
you don't know Herky.
Who does?
Do you know the names of all the mascots?
No, just the Big Ten.
Okay.
Oh, that's
Rachel.
Too far.
Yay.
Dating disasters. What happened to you?
Hello.
Yay. Yeah. Tell us your story, maybe.
My dating story is my friend hooked me up on a blind date. We met at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh. Yeah.
Was it T-Hop? Because this is starting to sound.
For all of his kids.
Oh.
Wait, his kids were there?
Oh, no.
He brought his kids with him, and he said, oh, this lady's going to take you guys out. And I could not say no to his three little kids. What was I going to say? No, I'm not going to pay for you guys to get Chuck E. Cheese. So after he told the kids everything was on me, at the end of the night, he had the audacity to ask me to pay for his babysitter.
You were the babysitter for the night.
Babysitter?
What the heck? You should have gotten paid.
Exactly. I should have gotten paid for all of this.
I can't believe this is real.
Are you?
Yeah, and he asked for a second date.
Well, and you win, of course.
No, I did not this time. I learned.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Good
thank
for you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Okay.
Why would there be a babysitter and the kids were there?
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Maybe they could have their date.
Yeah.
Jolie?
Yeah.
Dating disaster. What happened to you?
Okay. So my date came to pick me up, and he didn't mention that his car doors were both broken. So I had to climb through the window, over the driver's seat, in a dress, got into the passenger seat.
That's a move right there. That was a move.
But you did it.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. You said, you'll still do it.
I think I would have been like,
no, thanks.
I'll take an Uber and meet you there.
Yeah, no, I'll catch you.
You like NASCAR, right?
There was not Ubers back then. I did offer to drive, and he said no. So
that's emasculating.
I'll just meet you there then.
Yeah, we got downtown to the restaurant. He didn't make a reservation, so they sat us out on the patio, sort of, in the winter.
And you, again, had to crawl out the window?
Yes.
Okay. He was really funny, wasn't he?
No.
There's no amount of funny that's going to make. All right, Jolie, that was a lot. Thank you. That was a lot. Mike?
Yay.
Dating disaster. What did you do?
It was my friend Haley a few years back. She went on the first date with a guy she met on Tinder, and he said he'd pick her up, but then before the date, he said, actually, I have two DUIs, so I can't pick you up. So she had to pick him up, and then he said he'd pay for dinner, but on the way there, he said, I lost my wallet, so he had no money to pay. So he suggested just pulling over the side of the road and talking, and as they pulled over, he exposed himself and started kind of like going to town on himself in her car.
Oh my God, it was just a scam!
I don't know what to say to this.
What did he do in town?
No.
I don't know what to ask.
If you win the Ed Sheeran tickets, are you going to take Haley?
Like, did she file charges?
Yeah. Her new boyfriend.
Okay. Thank you. It's been real good.
Boyfriend? We're just, so not a move, right? We're saying?
No.
We're agreeing.
That one is illegal. Jennifer.
Yay.
Dating disasters.
I was dating a guy for about a month, and he was a rookie to Denver. He was going to his first Broncos game with some friends.
Oh.
Pre-gamed. Halfway through the game, he got apparently annihilated. Get a call from his friends. I go pick him up. On the way home, he warns me he wasn't feeling well and starts to throw up projectile in my vehicle. He tries to band-aid the situation by pulling his hoodie out, and he's throwing up down his sweatshirt. And I had to kick him out of my car into the snow.
You just left him?
No. I just made him take off all of his clothes and put on a pair of sweats that I keep in the back of my car. He was a firefighter, so he could pull that off.
So he was really hot.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Thank the sweet, sweet. This is going to go well because we have our baritone voice back.
Yes.
Yes. News.
News. Our only real hope is to decide.
Evil?
This is news. Or no.
Okay.
It's news or nope. We barely ever use the nopes. That's all I have to say about that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining the program.
Oh, you're welcome.
I do not have my money on this person. There's talks as to who is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. The latest one, Adele.
T-Swift has been. I heard Adele too.
Adele? Yeah. Even though she took a break after the Vegas residency, she said, I want to chill. I want to do nothing. The last thing I picture her doing is the halftime show.
Who's in charge of it? Still Jay-Z?
Huh?
Oh, that's right. I always forget.
I think Jay-Z's still the guy, and he's
Rock
gone.
Nation presents it
like a couple years in a row, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think even Jay-Z's trying to zag a little bit off the rap game.
I heard Taylor Swift. I heard Metallica.
Taylor Swift, great. Metallica, great. Yeah. Adele?
Adele makes no sense. Yeah. What? She got to do choreography? She doesn't dance.
Nor does
she
do
takes
any
off her shoes
songs.
And just walks.
Which I love that for her. Yeah.
But they're not bangers.
No. Well,
what's a banger?
Someone Like You is kind of a banger.
No, it's not a banger. That's not a banger. It's not like...
I just saw a video, actually, of Usher, who did it a couple years ago.
I remember the roller skates.
Okay, yeah. He was showing off some of the custom Air Jordans that he had made. That's why I was seeing the video. And inside the tongue, he had it stitched, because they were specifically made for the Super Bowl. It's only 15 minutes.
Wow.
And so I wonder, seeing that, if Adele is going... I don't want a tour. I don't want to work, do a new album, but I could just focus on one 15-minute show. I could bang it out.
Right. Your streams, your sales, your everything goes. But most people.
I know
people,
it's much more than that to plan and all that, but you get what I'm saying.
But a lot of people use it for the launch of their tour. You know, like Bruno when he did it, then all of a sudden he drops an album, he drops a tour, and he was just this massive thing. Wasn't Bruno in like two in a row?
I think he came on with Beyonce.
Yeah,
for one.
And then he did it himself. And then might have been on either side.
I think
side.
It was the next year. He came back
out again.
I get
it. Well, that would be a disaster. I'm sorry. No to that.
I do agree.
That was not my nope. I'm only sending that Adele's way.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I think we all need to hold hands and
Kumbaya.
Stop asking women. When they're going to have children. Apparently, Donna Kelsey has already been putting the pressure on Taylor and Travis.
No.
They were talking about it in the podcast. Yeah.
I thought she would be the most understanding.
I know. Jason Kelsey was like, Travis has always been mom's favorite. And then it got into, actually, right now, mom's favorite is Jason because he has kids. And they
they Jason said, has a bunch of kids, right?
Has like, four daughters. And now apparently Donna has been on Travis and Taylor about kids. I'm like, I get she's what, 34, 35?
Taylor is?
Yeah. But like, I think they turned 35 this year.
Pressuring your daughter-in-law to have kids is a difficult reach.
Yeah.
When your future daughter-in-law is Taylor Swift.
The biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah, just don't.
Yeah.
How about no, that's just, what a mother-in-law does.
No.
That's what a mother-in-law is for. And I think it makes her normal. They're just a normal, like, my son is marrying somebody. Just, I want grandkids.
You take it as a positive.
Everyone who's married has been pressured. It does not just the women. I mean, the guys get pressured, too.
I mean, the women have
to carry the baby. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it's just, that's tale as old as time.
I Joe Sakic it, if you know what that means. One shot, one goal. Like, so there's no pressure. Okay. Honeymoon, day one. Shoots, he scores.
Crazy that you're telling us this right now. You do know other people are listening, right?
Yeah.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there was never time to pressure.
Right. I wonder if I'll start getting pressure. I don't.
From.
The pressure doesn't even go. Once you have kids, we just more. I mean,
I don't
it
know
never
about,
ends.
I don't know about her in-laws because they have an only child. She's marrying an only child. So I don't know. Ooh, they'll be like,
stop. Are aware that you guys want kids.
Yeah, they know that.
So.
And then my parents are like, we've got so many grandkids, we can't even keep track of them. So.
Okay. That's weird. So it's out there that she's pressuring. Or that's just a rumor on the internet. Is that necessarily?
No, he's talked about it in the podcast. Oh. It's probably in joking fashion, but still.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A last minute addition to Erica's Colorado list. The La Junta Tarantula Fest is happening this weekend in La Junta, Colorado.
I'm gonna.
I know what you're gonna say. It's La Junta.
It is.
No, that's not Spanish. It's La Junta, and you're all saying it wrong.
To be honest, I don't know how to say it.
What happens at the tarantula festival?
All right, hold on. 303-222-5423.
Colorado's technically wrong, too. Colorado.
Oh, boy.
Is Spanish. A-A-E-O-U. If you took Spanish in high school, those are the vowel sounds.
So say it again.
Colorado is technically correct.
So what should we have them text in right now? Junta? Like...
Because I Googled this, and it says hunt, La Junta.
Yeah.
Like hunt, H-U-N-T. I think it's junta. It should be junta.
And you feel, as a recent transplant from Iowa, that you get to come in and thump the fine citizens of La Junta and tell them that they're saying it wrong? As a white male from Iowa... You're correcting us all.
Because I have respect for the culture.
And everyone knows. I grew up in a town.
He's winning so hard right now.
Las Gatas is how we pronounced it.
The what?
Las Gatas. It's Los Gatos. We know.
Los Gatas?
Who said that?
No, we all would be like, in Las Gatas. It's not Las Gatas. It's Los Gatos, but we're not... If you live there in La Junta, you know you're saying it wrong.
This is it. Are there people that pronounce it La Junta?
I've never heard it said that way until this moment, which is fine. Did you want to talk about spiders a little more?
The tarantulas come out there looking for mates.
No.
So there's a lot of tarantulas up there. Some of the things, there's a parade. You can also take part in the hairy legs contest. That's kind of cute.
Are you lying?
No, that's true.
I think we reopen the Colorado list.
No.
You start growing the hair out.
And you get to La Junta.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair.
every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Okay, so it's established. We just, everyone in the radio station knew that we are RSVPing for our first appearance in a while.
It has been a while.
It's been a hot minute since we've been out in public.
It's been
how long?
More than 1 week.
Wait, was Live at 5 was the last time we were out, right?
I mean, we technically had others like the tubing. Where we were spotted.
We were just in a river.
Yeah. Well, someone did see us.
It was
and
really
we
cute.
Floated by.
She was icing her ankle in the water because it was cold.
Is that honestly, our super fan?
I can't remember her name.
I can't either.
Becca.
Yep. That's
nailed it.
Yep. Wow.
What in the world? Are you stalking her?
I just remember it. Yeah.
Okay.
She's a big fan. She's a
well,
and
Becca.
I think it tracks. She's like, is that the Slacker Show?
Right.
Just,
yeah.
Right.
Floating down that dirty river.
More like,
sure
yeah.
was.
Yeah, we just kept coming down.
Yeah.
Becca, if you're listening, we want you to RSVP for our Love is Blind watch party.
Well, but not yet.
Not yet. Well, we don't even know how it's going to happen. Is it going to be, it's web-based, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be on our website.
So, but the party itself is?
October 1st at Duets Tap and Grill.
Ooh, yeah. Crushing it at Blank and Champa.
Yeah, 24th.
I think so.
Okay, wow, we're really doing this?
We literally have nothing written down in front of us.
Mad Libs or Mad Libs, whatever.
That's why I'm not saying anything, because I know I'm going to get it wrong.
You made the poster, weirdo!
Yeah, and then it escaped my brain.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing this blind.
Oh,
come on, everybody.
No, the real headline is that you can win a cheering ticket.
Every 30 minutes.
That's going to start at 7 p.m. every 30 minutes.
Yeah, so here's what you're going to want to do. On Wednesday at approximately 3 o'clock, the website will go live. We come on at like 3:05, so you could get started before we...
I would set an alarm in my phone if I was you.
For sure.
I would too. So, I forget there's something... Oh, I remember. So if you RSVP, you'll be on the list, which means you can attend the watch party.
For
okay?
sure.
Mm-hmm.
What that does not guarantee you is a seat.
Mm.
But this place holds kind of a lot of people. But we'll still tell you, like, hey, we have X amount of RSVPs... So get your buns down to Duets. Get in, get situated. The doors open at 6, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
They have Love is Blind themed drinks.
Sure, Dale.
Love is Blind themed food, I believe.
Mm, I don't know if it's Love is Blind themed.
Yeah.
They said Love is Blind themed apps and cocktails. I don't know how you make a food blind.
I can't even begin. I have not enough energy.
You are barely hanging on today.
I
don't know what's going on.
But I did know most of the info on this, okay?
Yes. So, but you're just going to want to get there right away to get situated.
Yeah.
And then I believe we're handing out like raffle ticket thingies for the Ed Sheeran. And you've got to be present to win. So if you get there, then just... And then we'll just start. We'll hand out a pair. We'll start watching the show. We'll pick kind of a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, could you watch the show before we hit play?
Sure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
But then you're not going to win Ed Sheeran tickets.
Correct.
And also, boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
Just come to our thing. You'll be around like-minded people. Then you go home and binge the rest. What do they release? Like Three at once, usually.
Three or four at the beginning.
Okay.
I'm surprised you knew that because you've never seen the show.
No, but I understand the Netflix and Apple TV, like when they let Severance out, it's like they give you three to really set the hook. Yeah. And you're like, oh, you got to wait a week. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and just long enough for your subscription to renew again for another.
That is totally the truth. I renewed Apple TV because of Severance.
Wow.
Worth it.
So worth it.
And I could never give up Love is Blind. So I will never get rid of Netflix.
Well, and here's the other thing. Our friends at Verizon are helping put this on.
Woo!
So in addition, so we'll have all these prizes and stuff. What was I going to say? I was going to say something.
I have no idea.
Well, we're trying to work on this thing with Verizon and I don't want to say.
Let's not. Yeah.
But I think Verizon's going to come through. Verizon, you're going to come through, aren't you?
We're going to have lots of stuff for you.
There would be lots of things, lots of reasons to hang out. But then, like, we'll just pause the thing every once in a while. Just like you can pause at your house, right, when you need to pee.
Yeah.
So, but instead, you can pee, and then we'll give away Ed Sheeran, and then we'll start it again.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm having a real dilemma about this. My fiance is a huge Love is Blind fan.
Okay.
He will be out of town. So
no.
I'm going to be watching this with you guys and not with him. And
is he flying somewhere?
He's going to, no, yeah. Well, not then, that day.
Well, but he could watch it then, right? He could just watch the one episode.
He wants me to rewatch it with him when he gets back.
That's cute, though.
Oh, okay. So this isn't a dilemma. This is just...
He's not going to win Ed Sheeran tickets.
No, he's not.
Can he, though?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if she's going to keep some for the private viewing afterwards. Let's pause every 30 minutes. Congrats, honey. We won.
You won.
All right. So there's that. And then I think I've given all the details. So
great. October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
RSVP Wednesday. That's the main show.
Yeah, RSVP this Wednesday.
Yeah. Yes, like 2 days from now or whatever wet day Wednesday is.
You okay?
I'm not okay. You're sucking all the energy out of me.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. We put them all in one place so you can go back to the archives and listen to every single thing we've ever done.
Mm-hmm. And that's spelled AUDACY. It's the Odyssey app.
Yep. What do we have?
We have Melissa today, and she has a problem with her husband sleeping.
What? Yai.
Okay, what's the problem?
So I'm married to the sweetest guy on the planet. I mean,
that's why most people come on OPP.
Well, let her have a minute.
Okay. No, you know what it is? It became a management tactic, I don't know how many years ago. It's the compliment sandwich. And it just drives me nuts where it's like, Erica, I think you're doing fabulous. Your social media posts are great. Anyway, and then here comes the real thing. Like, and she started with, he's a sweet guy. It's like, just...
Maybe she's giving us the facts.
Okay. Sorry. He's the sweetest guy.
I mean, these are facts, but as you know, no one's perfect.
Right.
You know, he's kind. He never complains about work. And our relationship is really happy. But I'm starting to get a little worried about the way he sleeps, to be honest.
On his side.
On his stomach with an apple in his mouth?
With other people?
Oh, no.
What are you saying, Melissa?
I wish that someone could put something in his mouth to muzzle him because he talks in his sleep every single night. Every night.
That's okay, I don't want to say that's cool, but like...
Cool?
Like, there is a thing, like, I'm a little jealous of people who dream every night and remember their dreams. And
I
like,
am too.
Because, like, I don't get enough REM sleep, or if I do, I don't come out of it fast enough to remember dreams.
Interesting.
And so, like, sleep talkers, I think he might be having really, really kick-butt
vivid
dreams. Yeah. Okay, so what's the problem? Is it just waking you up and you're not getting sleep, or what's the issue?
I mean, I'm definitely not getting sleep because of it, but it's not like cute little murmurs and sounds or anything. I mean, he is angry, like the complete opposite of what he is in the day to day. And like he curses and he shouts and he'll even say people's names from work. He's even mentioned my name, like, and not
yelling
in a...
at you?
Yes. Like, super frustrated with me. Nothing sweet at all. He has not said anything sweet and my name in the same sentence, which is really disheartening.
Okay.
And what did he say when you asked?
Yeah. Do you ask him, like, what was your dream last night? Or do you wake him when he's in the middle of these things? We have like a billion questions.
No. I don't wake him up. You know, when I ask him, he says he can't remember what he was dreaming about at all. And I've even asked him, like, he mentions this woman's name a lot. And when I ask him about it, he swears he doesn't even know anybody with that name. So I'm so confused. I think he is too. I mean, you never know in his real life that he has an angry bone in his body, but it's like, this whole other side of him comes out when he's talking in his sleep. And I don't know, like,
he's a non-confrontational dude in real life, but in his dreams, he's a badass. Like, he's a
letting it out.
Yeah. Is that,
kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say he's a badass. I want to say he's kind of mean and a little scary.
Just mean. mean sleep talker.
Oh. My dad was a fighter. Like, not in real life, but like he would get in violent confrontations in his sleep. So if my dad ever fell asleep on the couch and you were sitting at the end of the couch, you knew to get up and you'd have to learn the hard way. But like, he would kick.
What?
Just like, and he wasn't that way in real life.
Was he having like NOM flashbacks or something?
He didn't go to NOM, but like,
My best friend was a thrasher when we were young.
Yeah.
And it was very scary because we'd have a lot of sleepovers, but...
Yeah, and then you just don't want to be near her feet.
Yeah, yeah. Right? She would not sleep in bed with me.
But I mean, it's the talking, it's who he is when he sleeps. And do you want to say the name of this girl or no?
Not really.
Okay, don't.
Because
don't. It's
he
okay.
He doesn't know
but you're
who it is.
Like, are you nervous about that part of it?
Yeah, that feels weird.
Like, he just keeps bringing up... I mean, he obviously brings you up when he's angry and sleeping.
Yeah, which doesn't feel better.
I mean, I don't love it. I'm going to be really honest with you guys. I don't love the other woman's name coming up, but I'm more concerned at this point. Like, if he's bottling up emotions about me and about work, like, I don't know. I don't know if this is, like, normal, and I'm hoping to get some kind of clarity because we really do have a great marriage. We have two beautiful kids. But I'm like, if he's not happy or he's putting on a front, like, I want to know. So, okay. I mean, if anybody else has experienced this with their partner,
we're going to get you some advice. Well, let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423. You can call or text. Can I ask you a weird question? Like, are you logging this? Like, you know what I mean? It sounds like he's waking you up. But I mean, and if you're not waking him up, then you're like, it feels like you're holding on to this. Like
I would be.
You're like studying him and he doesn't.
It's concerning.
You know it or whatever. Like
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. Totally. I mean, when it first started happening, I was like, okay, maybe it's like a thing, you know, maybe he ate too much or, you know, sometimes you have melatonin and it gives you like weird dreams.
Had a beverage or.
Yeah.
But then it started happening frequently, and now it's every night. And not only am I getting really bad sleep, but now I'm noticing, like, patterns. And so, yeah, I'm definitely making a log of it, and it's been a little while.
Like an actual log? Like you have a...
Like an actual log, like notes on my iPhone. Like actual notes.
I don't blame her.
Yeah, I don't either. I would do that.
I know, I'm just always looking for something to do when the diary's over, and maybe...
Sleep notes.
I think that's a little crazy, though.
But then
it's now one of the reasons she's not sleeping is she's obsessed with it.
Yeah, welcome to being a woman.
Also, he's really loud. Like, it's not just about being obsessed. He's like screaming loud. Like, I'm lucky my kids haven't woke up.
Couldn't you just go to the spare bedroom? Or... Go somewhere. Like,
no, because at this point, I'm just like, I want to get really good sleep. I want to be in my bed, you know, and I have like a very specific mattress because I don't have a great back.
Why is he saying someone else's name?
Okay.
That too.
But dreams don't mean what you think they mean.
Sometimes.
When your teeth are falling out, it's not that your teeth are falling out. It means there's something you need to say. When you're pregnant, it doesn't mean you're pregnant. It means there's you want this change, that you want this rebirth in your life.
100 out of 100 times?
Do you make people up in your dreams? I don't think it ever means... I don't think a plane crash means you're going to die in a plane crash. It means...
100 out of 100 times? I don't know why I'm using 100, not 10, but...
Which I hate. It's like body. What's with the metaphors? Just tell, like, tell me. You know what's going on? Just tell me. Let me know.
That's not how it works,
man. I'm not a detective. Sherlock Holmes trying to figure out...
The weird, the name of the girl's weird, but
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and I've heard, I mean, I'm sure we've all heard of like people grinding their teeth in their sleep because of stress or whatever. Is this just so much stress that he's...
That's what I was thinking.
...past the grinding phase and he's in the like suffering...
Who is this guy?
He's in the what phase?
The suffering...
Suffering succotash is where he's kind of at. But yeah. Is he so repressed in real life that he has to be a D-bag?
That he gets it out in his sleep.
That feels... Unlikely.
I mean, listen, I've never seen him be really confrontational or get very angry or heated. Like, even if we've had arguments in real life, he's more of a, like, let me just take some time to, like, cool off and be alone. You know, he's not explosive. But, like I said, he's a total opposite at night. So, you know, his job has been a little more stressful lately. He's taken on some more responsibilities. So it could be
we
that.
We need to drug him.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're gonna get you some advice.
Out at night, and how do I get him to like be more open when he's awake? Like, do we need therapy? Is that something I can look into?
Yeah. Maybe. Is he a ticking time bomb?
Okay. We are the worst. Hang on, Melissa. Don't move. It's like a room full of WebMDs in there. Like, we're all, I'm guilty of it as well. We're like, you're like cheating?
Oh, and you're like, and the dreams never mean that. Like, they could mean something.
Well, the repression is part of it for sure. Like, why is he so radically different? But it doesn't mean, just because he's saying a girl's name doesn't mean.
It could. Maybe.
I just wonder.
Maybe one out of 100, not 99.
Could you stop with 100 then? All right, help Melissa with her sleep-talking, angry husband. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 1059. We were trying to help out Melissa. I can't remember what her problem is because all I can think of... Is this new laugh thing that Erica does when she thinks she's that? I don't even want to look at her.
Well, we can just look at each other, man. That works for me.
I thought you were mad at him too.
Yeah. I'm mad at everyone in the room. Okay, so Melissa's got a man.
Yes. He also brought up Sherlock Holmes.
He
and
did.
Yeah, I'm tired with your body giving you, it's like, if I'm having an issue, tell me that in my dream. Why do you make it a mystery? Why is it like when you're falling, it actually means... Just tell me what it actually means. Okay. Why is my body smarter when I'm asleep than when I'm awake? Okay. That feels unfair.
Because you're not able to talk yourself out of it when you're asleep. You're not able to be like, that's crazy.
This conversation is really highlighting some of the issues of this show.
The shortcomings of the intelligence department. Basically, Melissa's got a man who she describes as loving, kind, like everything about him...
Right.
Is just this above reproach kind of dude. And then he falls asleep and he's got a mouth on him.
He's mean.
He's mean.
He's saying another girl's name.
That's right. But he's mad at her, I think.
No, he's mad at her. He's mad at Melissa.
Oh, I thought he was like, mad at the other girl too.
I think he might be with the other girl.
We don't
know. The opposite of mad. She brought it up in such a weird, vagary kind of way.
Yeah.
But all I was trying to say, as someone who is a student of our dream doctor, Lori Loewenberg.
Oh, love her.
She has said, perhaps not 100 out of 100 times, Erica.
I just want to make sure.
That like your dreams don't mean, I'm sorry, Hack, but your body is just interpreting things. It's like spitting out the garbage. And it's like, okay, just do something with his teeth so he realizes he has to talk more. I know, it doesn't make sense, but like...
Maybe it's not smarter. That kind of makes it sound dumber.
It doesn't sound dumber.
Figure out how to tell him, okay.
The confusing thing for me is that he's so much meaner, which makes me feel like he's not happy in real life.
Very stressed.
But dreams don't mean what... All right. Especially not 100 out of 100 times.
Jen?
Yai.
Welcome to my nightmare. Go ahead and just say whatever you want. Put a little laugh on the end of it. And yeah, what do you think this is?
She needs to go down the route of pursuing airway issues, as in maybe disordered sleeping or sleep apnea. So a lot of times clenching and grinding is the root cause of an airway issue. Oh. And then we get snoring if they're mumbling in their sleep. Or in kiddos, we get the night terrors, and most adults will grow out of the night terrors, but he could still be in that realm. So going down, getting a sleep test, and there's so many things linked to that. If there is apnea, like tongue placement is huge, but I would go down the route of looking at his airway.
I'm sorry.
I am 5 years old, and sometimes people say things. God, I'm blushing, actually. You are. I can feel my face getting hot.
Yeah, you said tongue placement. He made weird eye contact. And, yeah.
It should be suctioned to the roof of your mouth 24/7.
100 out of 100. That's where your tongue should be when you're asleep?
And awake, when you're done eating, when done talking, your entire tongue suction to the roof all the way back to your back molar.
Hey, 99% that's super uncomfortable.
What? Nobody's tongue is actually there. Nobody in this room's tongue is where you're saying, on your bottom teeth.
Adults should, no.
Roof of your mouth.
Your tongue should just be up there all the time?
She said when you're not eating, you're not talking, like when you're just relaxed, yes, all the...
Yes, and the sleep. Because
my tongue is never in the roof of my mouth, ever. Melissa, I'm sorry, we're not dealing with your OPP anymore.
No, yeah, we've got a whole other issue.
You're saying right now, okay, everybody ready, set, we're going to be quiet. Mm. Your tongue went up.
It is. And that is natural.
All the way back to the back molar. Just not a third of the tongue, your entire tongue. Because when your tongue suctions to the all the way back to your back molar, it gets pulled up out of your airway.
My tongue is not going up.
How many times are we allowed to say tongue suction?
I say tongue tie a lot every day. About 1 million. It's the root cause of everything.
What's happening?
I'm very worried. I don't think my tongue is in the right place.
It's not. I see people all the time, and it's the root cause for everything. Neck and body tension, divorce. Digestion, allergies. Yes, divorce.
How does she know this about that?
Because I trained in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ask your dentist. Go to an airway dentist.
I do?
Come back for our next one.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for the diary. I know you've been waiting with bated breath. Mm-hmm. I just found out Tiak is not like I liked him. I like him sometimes. I don't really like him right now.
Oh,
what?
Well, you missed the last couple diary entries.
I did. Yeah. Thanks for waiting for me, guys. I know where I stand.
I
included you in the videos.
Yeah, I've never looked better in the videos. I will. I like that.
You were not very animated in the videos.
That's true. So you heard when I thought it was January and it was actually February.
I did, yes. I
Let
heard.
Me tell
we
you.
Don't know how any one of us is employed, really.
Right.
We're terrible.
Which just proves our theory even more. The girls do not know what day it is. They never do.
They do not know what day it is. So what, have you listened to them? Have you caught up then?
I caught up, yeah. Yep.
And how did you think we did without you?
It was perfect. I listened to him right before bed.
That's not what.
So then I just fell into a deep
snooze. So he's saying we
very nice.
Nothing better than being told you're great to listen to before bed. Perfect.
That was great. Mm.
Can you tell us what happened in the last couple entries?
I know he's dating again. She made up a woman's name, Vanessa.
Veronica.
So close.
Okay.
But were you here?
My made up woman name mixed up. I don't know. Never mind. Okay. So she.
Were you here for the December 26th entry?
I believe so. Yeah. Oh yeah. Where they stayed in bed all day and she missed Christmas.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next one was he's dating again, right?
Yes.
Yes. So that was shocking.
Yeah.
And then also Valentine's Day was pretty short.
Oh, we read Valentine's.
She was just kind of.
Were you going to read it again?
Okay. She does not know what day it is. I'm aware of that.
So sorry, everyone. That makes more sense.
You're in charge. Okay.
Yeah.
So you didn't remember reading that?
Well, now I do because I was mad.
Micro dose of a diary entry?
Yeah. And I was like, get over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do want to say this, though. It was great because there are so many places to listen to the diary. I found myself on the Odyssey app. I found myself
The what app?
The Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
That's how you spell Odyssey?
Anywhere you get your podcasts, I could find it. YouTube. Oh. It was on Facebook. The Alice1059.com.
Instagram.
It's like you couldn't swing a dead cat without hitting the diary.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know why.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. The latest entry then, at post Valentine's Day.
Wait, turns out she was not Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Do you know where you're at?
Yeah.
You were, okay.
I got it. I was removing a sticker.
I'm glad you didn't start reading the one you already read, because I would have then had a heart attack. Being like, how did I do this?
Yes. I'm living in the Matrix. Okay, without further ado, here's today's.
March 3rd.
Okay.
I am the only person who can change my life. Hallelujah. It sounds like some bullshit mantra my therapist dreamed up so she could keep collecting money for our 50-minute hours each week. Sure.
Well, because your therapist only talks to you for 50 minutes and then they have 10 minutes to take notes on your psychosis. Right. Okay. An hour session with a weirdly explored heavily in Ted Lasso when he was mad at his therapist saying, you're dishonest because you're charging me for an hour, but you're only talking to me for 50 minutes.
Right. Okay. Yes. It sounds like a mantra, la la la, for her, our 50 minute hours each week. It is a bullshit mantra, but it's true. I have to want to change my life, be happy, get better, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you guys are in for it. This goes on for a bit. I finally started taking up running. I run when I'm angry or overwhelmed or want to cry until my eyeballs fall out. When I'm out there, I can yell at myself or try to think of nice things. I'm trying to get better at the nice things. Dr. Murphy says beating myself up is not going to solve anything, but I'm not ready to stop yet. Jeez.
She's maddening.
She is so maddening. Like, my feet pound the pavement and I can feel each step ring in my ears. Sometimes it's a pleasant jog and I enjoy the scenery or the people walking their dogs. But on the other days, I run until my legs
give out.
No.
Give up.
Something like jelly. But the word is feel not like feel. No, the word is not feel.
Jiggle like jelly? I don't know what else.
Something like jelly.
Okay.
What on earth? But on the other days, I run until my legs, something like jelly filled, and the pounding in my ears is so loud. It's never loud enough to drown out the voice in my head yelling at me. I'm so angry with myself. I had everything a person could want. I threw it all away. Why? To see if it was real? It sure hurts like it was. Some people suck at cooking or golf, but I suck at life.
Mm.
Sorry about the jelly thing.
That's the thing you're sorry about?
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of a disaster from jump, just so you know.
What?
Was that the end?
Yeah, that was.
Okay. It's good that she's talking to somebody, right?
And that she's running. Running is so therapeutic.
And it's a good dopamine hit if you're trying to come through some depressing stuff. The real dopamine can be helpful.
I just worry that she's not actually putting in work to fix herself. And she's just being like, I'm the victim.
Yeah. If she's got a lot of that going on, I feel good about her recognizing that she screwed things up, but she's not saying any of the words to say I screwed it up and I won't do it again.
And they're like, well, I guess I'll never do that again. She's not actually taking full accountability.
I don't know if you would put that in your diary, though.
If you would put that?
If she would say the words and I'll never do it again in her diary. She's acknowledging, I literally threw everything good I had away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking of it
she's not talking to
us. She wrote it to somebody else, but she's talking to herself.
Right.
So you
that's a good point.
You're acknowledging that you screwed it up.
Right. So I'm curious to see how these next few entries go.
Is there a way you can look at the date of the next one?
Yeah, I think
Oh, no.
Stop right there.
Nobody cares.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Well, thank you, sweet baby Jesus, for bringing us back, T-Hack.
Thank God.
You don't know.
What?
You don't know.
Behind the scenes, man.
Man.
We missed you.
I'm still recovering. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you.
I stayed at work late. Okay.
We, for the longest time, when like upper management will grab me and go like, can you explain what each member of the Slacker Show does? I know all too well what you do now.
Yeah.
And you actually work.
Oh, yeah.
Which
try,
is weird.
Yeah.
You do some things.
Quite hard.
That we didn't know you did.
Somebody's got to do it, I guess.
Like, we sat in a dark studio for like a day and a half before we figured out how to turn the lights on.
Right.
Like,
right.
You literally do a lot of stuff on this show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be back. It was a nice little break. It's great to be back.
I don't know. Like, we all made fun. Okay, I will just speak for myself.
Thank you.
Fun of you for taking this gig.
Yes.
You went for your friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. And then at the 11th hour, they were like, can you MC it?
Yes. And with context, everything they do is 11th hour.
Mm, okay.
Including, so my friend's older brother is turning 40th. I'm friends with him too. But my close friend, Raj, he's my age. And he wrote his speech an hour before, I believe.
Perfect. What?
An hour, yeah. That's how they do
using
it.
Using ChatGPT or?
No, using me a little bit. I helped him quite a bit, but he did great.
Jokes.
He did great. He's so good at public speaking.
Right. Yeah,
he does
guess.
Great.
Because he has welcomed presidents, mm-hmm. dignitaries.
What?
He owns the hotel in Iowa mm-hmm. where the Iowa caucus, Democrat, Republican, Independent, the Iowa cocci.
What's a caucus?
It's when you're voting on who's going to be on
and
the presidential
all meet
ballot.
Together.
Yeah. I clearly don't
for some reason it happens in Iowa. I don't know why.
The
but it
Iowa
does.
One is somehow important. I don't know
it's
why.
It's a really big one, yeah. But I mean, everyone he owned a lot of famous people coming through.
Okay.
Because he
Mark
owns
Wahlberg,
like the classic.
Yeah.
So like if you're famous and you happen to be going to Iowa, you're probably gonna go to this hotel.
Like mm-hmm. in Colorado, in Denver. There are several, like the Four Seasons.
Sure.
The
I went to one in a high school.
You went to what?
You went to a caucus at a high school. It was like Lakewood or something.
They went
to a caucus at a high school.
They caucus all over the place.
My buddy owns that high school. So.
Probably does. But what I was getting at is like, in town, where do the celebrities stay in Denver? Four Seasons, like, what's the other one?
That's connected the to the airport.
Yeah.
The Westin.
Yeah.
Oh, that one
but
looks
like,
cool.
Or the Brown Palace, which is like the historic hotel. The Brown Palace is like what his, but it's like the, not the modern one, but like the one.
Yes, the one. And I've stayed at the Brown Palace with my friend.
Oh,
you have
before, yeah.
Shut up.
When he's in town, yeah.
I've never stayed at the Brown Palace.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, they have like high tea. Like,
yeah.
If you want to go and like do the fancy.
Time, yeah,
like,
my wife does that.
Yeah.
So many words that I just don't.
How uncultured
are
you?
How did you get stuck on high tea?
It's like I understand what it is, but like who's done it?
Like, a lot of people. Every week at the Brown Palace.
We should go.
I don't think I can do it. I don't really like finger sandwiches.
Oh, I'm okay with finger
I think it's
a very
hat-centric event, if you, especially if you're a woman. Yeah. I think that it's kind of like that old-timey.
Really,
I don't think my wife's ever worn a hat before.
Okay, party poopers, go. So go by myself.
I might go, and maybe we can take a hack.
No, I don't go unless it's free. So
there it is. Also, I'm very much like Ted Lasso. I think tea is like garbage water.
Yeah, oh, it's a little bit of dirty water, isn't it?
Like, there's nothing satisfying about it.
Only when you're losing your voice.
Ah, throat coat. Big
throat
fan
coat.
Of the throat coat.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, well, welcome back. Would you like to give us any information about your trip?
A lot of it I just cannot talk about, probably.
I love when someone says that.
Are we
talking
about like the Hangover?
Right.
Are we talking about?
It's just.
Were there tigers and hookers?
No, there were none
cinnamon.
Of that. It's just, it's a group of people who are all so very successful in every different avenue imaginable. There's restaurateurs, there's entrepreneurs, there's lawyers, doctors, people who are suing Facebook at the currently. There are people who've sold businesses for millions of dollars.
You shouldn't say that one.
Yeah, that would have been on the list of ones you shouldn't have talked about, I think.
It's okay. I don't know that guy that well.
I see a helicopter circling the radio station as we speak.
So it's just so eclectic. People who have run for political offices, people who are in political offices, just the widest range of people who all come together because we've all had intersected through my friend's older brother.
Okay.
And so it's just really cool to celebrate the way he's touched. Filmmakers were there. There were short movies that were shown.
What?
There were spoken words. Like performances. It was just hard to explain, I suppose.
And you were at the center of it all.
Yeah, I was the MC for all of that. Yeah.
I wanted to ask, now that it's said and done, did it feel like work?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. It felt honestly like an honor. If I can say this, I crushed it. I tore the roof off the place.
Is there a video?
There's some video.
Okay.
Yeah. Angie took some video.
I asked for said video and I haven't received any.
Because I'm kind of working the room a little bit. I'll show it to you. That's fine. I don't think we can post it because it's so like specific to this room. If you don't know the people, it's not going to be as funny or whatever.
So you're okay. But, can I just summarize what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
You crushed it, but it won't be funny to anybody else.
No. Okay.
It feels like he's hedging his bets a little bit, but I understand inside jokes for the people in the room.
If you roasted your buddy Ben at his 30th, you might show us and we'll go, ha, and you're like, no, but you don't get it because this guy,
guy,
and he does this thing.
Correct.
And
I get it.
So that, but it was great. The funny thing I think that happened a lot throughout the night is people would come up and were so nice and complimentary and they would say something to the effect of, you're like a professional. You're like a professional. And I'll go,
Like a they're saying you're a professional MC.
Or like Tucker, or like you seem so comfortable. Or like that you're like, do you do this? And it's like,
Every day.
Every day. So, and I think MCing, Slacker, maybe you can attest to this. I think it's kind of the easiest job because I don't have to get emotional or deep. I just get the whole time to be funny, light, keep it moving quick. Mess around a little bit and then bring up somebody who's gonna get serious. And then I get to come on again and go, okay, everybody, and jokey again. It's it's so fun.
I've emceed the Children's Hospital Gala and it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're the guy keeping it. Like, and there was a lot and they refused to give me a teleprompter. So I was like trying to memorize stuff. And I think I think you know how many brain cells I'm working with here.
About 0.5.
So it got real weird.
Okay. Yeah. So it was great.
And did you have...
I would do it again. Absolutely.
Did you have cocktails? Did you like...
Some. Yeah, some champagne.
Okay.
Cocktails. Oh. There's a speakeasy in the hotel. Might be saying a little too much, but there's a...
Literally stop speaking. We don't want to...
Okay. Yeah.
Sent away.
It's good to be back. I'm pretty tired.
Well, you have to stay because none of us will do your job even one more second.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I would like to say, Aaron, welcome to fall. Finally.
Yes, yeah.
Finally.
I did get a message saying happy official first day of fall. So
from whom?
From a listener.
From God.
Oh, good. No. They understand. Well, from the calendar, maybe?
I did see a thing. Did you see the thing that says we need to readjust our seasons?
Because, like...
There's some logic to it. I wish I put it... like, but it's like spring officially starts in at a
March
weird
22nd.
Time. Yeah, I think spring should start the day daylight saving starts. Because it's like,
which
once it's lighter
like,
out,
early
even
March.
If it's chilly, like, boom. Summer starts like June 1st, like June, and then summer's over August 29th or whatever. Like when August is over, then it's fall.
No,
like
summer.
Hey, this is good for you.
No,
I'm giving you fall way earlier.
Yeah, I'm changing the start of summer.
Cause to
June,
what?
June 1st is too late. It has to be Labor Day. Like whatever.
No, you're thinking Memorial Day.
Sorry, I always get them confused. Sorry.
Memorial M. May.
M. Oh,
May,
oh,
that's
clever.
How I do it. Yeah.
Because that's when like everyone's out of school. All the kids are out of school. So that's summer.
I was never
this
out
year,
of school
my kid,
then.
It's late May and you're saying June.
Yeah, we're
right?
pretty close.
Yeah,
she's over negotiating.
Okay.
What I refuse to agree with is like fall doesn't start September 1st.
Yes, it does.
Why not?
It was like 80 degrees up until a couple days ago.
I know, but it kind of, no.
Those I walked outside in a sweatshirt today and I sweat.
Okay, but it's still cloudy.
And that's how
fall-ish.
Colorado is, where you wake up and it's kind of cold and then you get hot later on. Like that's its own season.
Yeah, I think if you're breaking it down by the just looking at the months, September, October, November feel like fall.
And then December,
January, February feels like winter. March, April, May, spring, June, July, August feels like summer. Those are like just the months,
I don't
right?
know why I couldn't have said it that simple. Instead, I did a whole bunch of stupid like things around that.
You over-negotiated.
I sort of did, right? Yeah. But I wasn't, I think I had, it's the spring I had a little sooner. No. When did your spring is starting the end
March?
Of March?
March, April, May, spring.
So first of March.
First of March. Let's just do 3 months each.
Right.
Each season gets 3 months.
So
final
December,
offer.
December, January, February. That's not terrible, man.
That feels like it's cold. It's winter. It's snowing. You're getting the real winter jacket out. And then, you know.
Let's ratify this. Who's got a congressman's number? Like, let's make this happen. That might
know.
Be the real thing. He might have it.
He might. Could I ask my other question?
No. We've hijacked whatever it is.
We've cut you out of the deal.
Right. You know what?
You've over-negotiated.
That's fine.
No, go ahead. What is your question?
I was just going to say.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of fall, everyone.
Okay. Sorry.
Did you go peeping? I went peeping. I went to Vail this weekend. I'm actually wearing a Vail sweatshirt.
It is really cute.
Ooh.
And
oh, you're one of them now, huh?
Oh, anytime I go somewhere, I buy a sweatshirt.
Me
so.
Too.
Yeah,
do
yeah.
you
is,
really?
Oh, they're the best.
Okay, but
all my little weekend trips, there's a sweatshirt coming home with
there's
me.
There's 20 different angles that I could take on this one right here. Like then, so you bought a Vail sweatshirt, right?
Yeah, I'm a Vail girl now.
Okay.
We're an every year Vail family now.
Great. Next time you go to Vail, are you going to bring that?
No.
She's going to get a new one.
No, maybe not.
Oh.
Man, a lot of people walking around Vail in Vail clothing.
That's what I'm
though.
Saying.
Yeah.
I don't like to go, like, if I go see this, I'm just dating myself, but it's the first band that popped into my head. I don't wear an old Def Leppard shirt if I'm going to Def Leppard.
No, that you should.
No,
you should.
Don't. No, you don't.
City.
You don't go, oh, I'm in Spokane. Let me find my Spokane shirt. You look dumb. You look like a tourist if you're wearing the shirt in the town.
I'm so embarrassed that you brought this up because I was recently in Iowa and the amount of times I saw people wearing like an Iowa Hawkeye shirt.
Yes, dumb.
But I went, oh, you're I'm in Iowa. Oh, never mind. You know of Iowa.
Right. You've actually heard of it before.
I'm back here. I'm an idiot.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, no, so, okay, sorry.
Okay.
But like,
I did some peeping, some leaf peeping. Why is it called that?
I don't know.
Why can't we just do the leaves?
Yeah.
I've heard our morning show trying to make this other name stick, and it's not going to stick either. The Fallerado. That's dumb.
I don't love that.
I don't even know if they made it up, but whoever made it up, guys, it ain't going to work. We're not doing it.
Okay.
And I'm reluctantly, my daughter's currently peeping. And I'm like,
yeah. But it was so, we went on a hike. We brought swans in. It was like a little rainy. It was perfect.
Okay.
But then I was like, what other fall things do I not know about here?
Oh, well, Corn Maze has just opened.
What's Yaya's Farm or something?
Yaya's?
Is that the north? The
in like
one?
Longmont? Mm. One of my friends said
Tanaka
she got a,
Farms?
No, she said Tanaka she got a reservation in January.
I think that's an orchard, an apple picking.
Yeah,
orchard.
That's where she went.
Okay. Yaya's Farms?
Yeah. Yep.
I've never
YA.
Longmont, not it's, heard of you, Yaya's.
Yeah, it's in Boulder County.
You best be inviting me up there with the key to the city.
It's
okay.
75th and Highway 66.
Let's bring the Yai okay. to Ya. Yaya's.
Oh my.
That's
gosh.
Clever.
That's not terrible. That's not terrible.
And then there's Chatfield. They have a good corn maze. They have a good pumpkin patch.
Are you into pumpkin patches? Have you ever been to a pumpkin patch?
Yeah, of course. Okay. But as an adult with no children, I'm kind of like, huh.
It's still kind of fun because like Anderson Farms out by me mm-hmm. has the pumpkin patch and a corn maze, I believe.
Is it a haunted corn maze though?
No,
all
no.
the time.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
The last time I went to a pumpkin
patch. All the time. The answer.
They have specific dates that like.
She's like, oh, God. All right. So what else? Is that it?
Like, yeah, you got to go to a pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Some sort of, or apple orchard or something. The last time I went with our family, we were checking out, and because they give you a wagon to carry the pumpkins around and stuff.
Fun.
And my son had wheeled the wagon right behind me where I was standing, and so I kind of took a step back, and I just did a full-on backflip.
No.
Just right after
playing. Bits and boonies?
I did, yeah.
Probably with a little less pizzazz
my
on the landing.
My shirt came up a little bit, but no one was excited. I'll tell you that.
The Slacker Show.
I have a story. The next time you use a porta potty,
okay,
make sure it's a porta potty.
Oh,
okay. I have a story that this will not get you out of a crime.
Porta potties?
Not that.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story comes from Germany.
I did not know what she said at all.
I figured it out because I could tell she doesn't like to do this accent.
But what are you going to say next?
Get to the chopper.
Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
So, residents of a German neighborhood were awakened one night by this really strange sound. And they were like, what is going on? They call the police, right? They're like, there's a weird sound going on. Police arrived to find a man cutting up his BMW.
Oh.
Like,
he's not giving
it
to the chopper. He's chopping the BMW.
He is chopping the BMW. Yeah, I can't
very
do it.
German.
So. It was literally a saw cutting through steel, and they did an investigation and found the car had actually been involved in a hit-and-run accident, and he spent several weeks trying to cut the car apart.
But there was so they couldn't tell he had been crashed.
To press charges.
That's smart. I'll be back.
Not
part of a
not
car.
Very smart.
No, he's not very smart.
Yeah, it didn't work out for him.
Why would you cut the car? Like,
gotta hide the evidence.
What else are you going to do with it?
I would dent it more. Cover the other indent.
Oh.
So it doesn't match.
Okay,
oh,
well,
we found the psychopath on the show. That's scary. Okay.
My story is out of Ireland.
Get to the chopper.
No. No, she can do her thing. Oh,
that's Scottish. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to change your feet?
That's not too bad. Okay. I know they say like 33rd. Oh. Is 33rd.
Oh.
That's all I got.
I was like, hit the dumb button. What did she just say?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
wait, yeah. No, I know Gaelic. Ishamarana got Talimishke. There you go. Oh, God. Forgot about that.
Well, that was my closing line. But, There was a man in Ireland.
Yes.
He went to the police department. He was going to file a report. On the way in, he stopped at a porta potty to relieve himself.
Gotcha.
Turns out the porta potty, not a porta potty, just the side of the police station.
Oh. They tend to frown on that.
They do. So he peed on the side of the building, then walked in, said, I have a report to file. They said, I think we do too. He was cited arrested. So kind of just neutral. He filed a report. He got a report. Just kind of
filed a report.
Yeah.
You want to say your line at the end there?
Nah, she took it already. It's fine. Those were all the stupid people we could find. Oh,
let him. Yeah.
Might get nervous. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.